I'm just a little bit worried about you. How you doing?
Well, I'm feeling a little better. I'm a little woozy. I came down with flu Sunday night, by golly. And the doctor wouldn't let me out. He was going to let me out today if the weather was all right.
Don't get out. It's just terrible outside.
And
can't do anything but get sick in this town this time of the year. You've been working too hard, and you just got yourself run down.
I got a big meeting Saturday at home I hope I can make. I'm supposed to be a candidate for re-election down there, and they're putting on a big meeting for me. Appreciation.
You reckon you're going to make it?
Well,
I mean the election. You think you're going to make it all right?
I don't know. That's the greatest State of the Union speech I ever heard. I heard on TV, Mary Went took Miss Lee from the Cathedral School.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Said she's mighty proud Texan.
Yeah,
it was fine.
Republicans ugly as hell. Now, you know, the one thing I thought that they could approve a reduction like that. I worked 7 weeks on that budget. I took every damn thing out that was wasteful that I could. I took it out mostly in Democratic states.
I think you were probably going too far with it, I personally, but I congratulate you on trying.
We're going to be about the same that Kennedy had last year. We're just not going to increase it, and we're not going to decrease it. If we get a tax bill, we'll have $12 billion in the $11 billion economy more. If we don't, we'll have the same amount. So we just didn't go up sharply like you'd expected to. We just held things as they were, and if you lived off of $20,000 last year, why, you just live off of 20 this year.
It's the best worked out effort ever put. When you consider that it's all done in less than 6 weeks, it's almost a miracle.
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you I loved you, and I hope you're feeling good, and I missed you, and I missed you at the breakfast, and I missed seeing you there yesterday, and I just want you to take care of yourself, and let me know anything in the world I can do.
And let me ask you one thing. Can you do anything to hurry those authorization bills down? Foreign aid, space, atomic energy, you know, the ones we have to have, because Cannon always uses that against us. If we can get those down there, we can put the heat on the Appropriations Committee, and we'll have time to work on Passman and so forth. If he gets you behind him in time, if Cannon gets you in his pocket, they're just impossible.
Well, we're studying that foreign aid now, and we'll break it up in 3 bills. Passman will handle them all in the appropriations, but we think, McNamara thinks we ought to have military assistance under the armed services because he doesn't think State Department to handle their equipment very well and can fight a war very well. And we're going to try to put Latin America by itself, and then we'll have the economic aid, and probably ought to put all it over in Peace Corps. I don't know, but that's what we're thinking of, dividing those into one authorization, but 3.
Well, you know, Shriver is the best operator that comes on the Hill. He had Passman hunting for cover last year. He told me that if Kennedy would take him off, he would give him within 50. $500,000 of what he wanted, just so he could win a moral victory. Because Shriver had him beat, you know. He got his full 60 million, and he won 59 something. And because we pulled him off, that he didn't get the full 60.
I'll get on that, Carl, and see what I can do.
Okay, thanks a million for calling me. All right.